Welcome to the Edge Up Podcast with your hosts Reed and Glenn from Hawaii Trading Academy.
All right, bro. So I came across this tweet, right, by one of the best scout traders. He trades with, oh my goodness, I'm going for brain fart.
He coaches it.
SMB Capital. There you go. Yeah, one of my favorite like people, and I forget like where they trade. Anyways, he calls out prop firms, bro, specifically prop firms that you and I have experience with, and it's Topstep. And he's talking about how prop firms are a scam. That's what he's saying. And just to fast forward here, suing stuff, it's not in correlation to like people not getting paid out. It's more so the owner, they were using Topstep Capital to fund his private lifestyle. But it didn't get to the point where traders weren't getting paid. In fact, in the comments alone, they were talking about, I just got paid today, like Lance, like they're not scammers. And so he's like, basically, he's just calling out Topstep. And I want to kind of hand it out to you. What are your thoughts here on Lance talking about that about prop firms being scams? And then two, what are your thoughts on just prop firms in general?
Yeah, everyone is entitled to their own opinion, obviously. And he knows more than, you know, both of us. He has more experience. He managed bigger capital. And so, you know, it depends on if you look up or respect his opinion enough where you kind of see him as someone you look up to, or is it just someone who's trying to you know, draw attention or make more noise. But I feel like with prop firms, I think you pulled up a stat where Topstep showed their top 50 or 100 traders, and only 10 of them are actually in the six-figure profit for the whole year. But I think that chart has been missing. I don't know if it's complete where it shows like the amount of payouts, you know, because if you take a payout from your account, it's not gonna count towards the your equity balance, you know, obviously gets taken out. So that'd be something interesting to look at as far as, you know, the payouts for those top traders. But overall, I feel like funding firms do have its place. A lot, so of course, it's a lot of getting attention for a lot of beginner traders and even some experienced traders. Yeah, but they're right, though. It is skewed. It's like a casino. I mean, the 90% will fail. And they will feed the 10% or less that knows how to consistently be profitable and take consistent payouts. And so it's a lopsided game. And, you know, I think overall, like, it's just it's a vehicle, you know, it's a new vehicle that people have access to with the technology nowadays, with limited risk. And that's just appealing for the up and coming traders who don't have the, you know, a big amount of capital to trade, you know? And so, like, if it's, I feel like, use it, but don't fully rely on it. You know, I've gotten bitten from dealing with certain prop firms that are no longer around anymore.
Oh man, we all have.
Right. So, I mean, you know, it's just those experiences, but overall, like, I came out net positive after everything. From that whole thing earlier this year, but I will continue to use them and, you know, and we'll try to vet them as best as possible for other people who are coming into this space and don't know. So we'll try our best to help out, because I see more people being helped than more people being, you know, scammed or just there's those bad apples who will just continue to gamble, throw money at it. That's fine. It's your decision. But I feel like the positive stories coming out of it, and those are the impact make the difference makers, you know?
Yeah, I mean, these firms are changing people's lives. Not to mention just bad actors in tr as far as the traders go. There are bad actors as far as prop firming companies goes. You know, it's pretty much like meme coins. There's rug pulls. There's people who have invested thousands and thousands of dollars into prop firms only to be rug pulled and they're closed literally the next day after they just paid for an account. So, I mean, there are, you know, those experiences there. It's just I want to say, like, you got to do your due diligence. Go with reputable prop firms or funding firms, and that's, you know, off of the top of my head, that's Topstep, that's Apex, that's My Funded Futures. You know, like those are the main three that I'm thinking of right now. There's still more out there that are very good. E8, I think it, but they're not futures, but that's another good funding firm.
I mean, so like for the normal, I mean, the person who's trying to come in to start, get their start in funding firms, you know, like what should they be focusing on? You know, are there particular questions or things to just focus on when it comes to approaching these funding challenges, or you know, where should they start?
I think there's two pools of thought here. There can be, but I think the first thing anyone needs to do is ask yourself, like, how much am I willing to spend?
Yeah.
How much am I, or how am I going to approach these prop firms? You want to go with it with a systematic approach. And I'm not talking about like your trading edge. I'm talking about like financial. Can I financially handle the burden of one losing an account that I just paid $175 for? How many times can I lose an account? How many times can I reset my account, et cetera? Like, you know, you really got to get your finances in a row in order to be doing this. If you're taking it and you're approaching it as a gambling affair, like, oh, it makes me feel good to trade. It's only $175 that I'm
Right.
losing.
Right.
Like, that is not the way that you should approach these prop firms. I mean, yeah, we want to exploit the prop firm industry as they are exploiting gamblers. We want to be the ones exploiting them rather than us getting exploited. And the way we do that is we have a systematic financial edge as far as how much we're willing to put down. Glenn, I'll let you talk on your strategy with the whole leveling it out. But me is just like, I'd rather just, you know, there is two ways to approach it. Am I going to YOLO the accounts as fast as I can with a systematic trading edge, a successful edge, or am I going to set the tone for a certain amount of time to be constantly paying for these resets and all these activation fees? So how do you approach it, Glenn? The financial aspect of setting aside, like, what happens with in your mind?
No, I mean, like to keep it kind of simple, right? Like any business for profit, you want to be making more than you spend, right? You want to pull in more income than expenses. And so, what I can kind of just I keep it simple, right? Like if this account will cost you 150 bucks per month until you pass for the evaluation, and then there's going to be a initial another fee after you pass to go ahead and you know attain your funded account. But I give myself you the way I do it is like depending on the edge I'm using, say I'll do bunch of back testing, and you know, I'll do a simulation with capital and be like, okay, in 3 months after X amount of trades, and I should be able to not hit the max stop loss and then also hit the achieve the target profit. So I'm gonna give myself, I'm be conservative, I'm giving myself 4 to 5 months, and then just did a calculation, right? 150 bucks times 5 months. What would that be? Let me just do a quick one. That's 150.
Yeah, it's essentially you're setting a
750.
budget, right?
Right.
750.
You're gonna you're that way you're putting in your head, okay, I'm gonna spend $750 And then after that, plus an additional fee to go get your funded account, whatever that may be, it's another 150 bucks or so. So you're all in 900 bucks now, and then your goal is to not just try to make as much money as you can as fast as possible, because you are increasing the probability of losing an account, and that's where you shit out of luck, because you just spent 5 months building up this evaluation and passing it, and then you pay the extra fee, and then you don't get a single payout, and that's where these funding firms are remain profitable, you know. But you want to get past that part and play it smart. Be like, okay, look, I want to be, I, of course, I want to cover the 900 bucks that I just spent. Plus, I want to get some sort of compensation before the 5 months of work that I have done. So, what does that look like to you? You know, do the math, right? And that's kind of a different perspective to look at these things, because you want to earn your income as a trader. You better start treating, you know, your chart time, your research, your back testing as like you're clocking in, you know, and you want to be compensated in the at the end for a payout. Yes, the payouts are not like your 9 to 5. You don't get it every 2 weeks. All right, so we already kind of established that in our other old podcasts, you know, treat trading like a business. You just
And
want,
paycheck mentality. I was thinking just that, like
oh
you
yeah,
can't keep
paycheck
treating like
mentality.
a ditch the paycheck mentality that so many traders cling to.
Right. So, like, you want to ask better questions. For one, you need a successful edge, right? In the markets, whatever trading approach, whatever strategy you use, you need a successful edge. You need to be profitable. Two, after you do the math, you have your edge, you know, start looking at other traders who are already doing it. You know, ask them questions, you know, what did so and so do? You know, what did they accomplish? Even though they're just posting their winnings and stuff, look behind that. Like, who cares about the numbers? Be like, okay, is this person just like going through passing 50 accounts, but only keeping like three of them, and you know, posting those payouts only? You know, that's not a good ratio to be going after. Personally, like, I wouldn't, right? You want to look
Yeah, I
at,
was gonna say because there are po two pools of thought here, and I'm more leaning with you, Glenn, is like, you know, set aside the money, allocate the money that you're gonna use on funding firms, and then approach as if you are trading real and a real account, a real funded account. But the second pool of thought here is on these fire sales, buy all 10 accounts, you know, leverage both of them or multiple accounts, buy one, sell one, max allocation for each one, get funded, then start trading within my parameters, excuse me, that I usually do. That, I would say that second pool of thought, that is, I've seen traders do it successfully. The caveat here is they already have a successful trading edge. They know what they're doing. They've been in the market for a long duration. Now we're seeing that type of strategy play out with new traders. And when that type of strategy plays out with new traders, it just becomes gambling because they just want to get funded. And we'll get into more like what happens after the funding. What's the next questions we've got to ask? But I just want to point out that, like, yeah, you can do both ways. You could do it. So pay one time, set allocation aside, or let's go all out YOLO, max allocation, max stop loss, max profit per day, per trading session. Let's go all the way. And again, they both work. It's just what do you think? Where are you in your trading? I think that's where you need to ask yourself, where am I in my trading? Have I been profitable at least 3 months? Do I have a profitable system? Did I backtest my system? Is it how does it handle under different market conditions? At that point, I would feel comfortable. All right, let's buy 20 accounts and let's start YOLOing, you know? But I think Go, I'll send it back to you, man. You take it over.
Yeah, I mean, like you mentioned, you can go ahead and buy, I mean, pass the challenges and evaluations, but ultimately having a long-term profitable edge is the thing that'll keep you funding. I mean, the discipline, just being able to take your time with it, you know, like you don't want to inflict the rush like on yourself and just rush into these things, and that's how you trade on tail, you make mistakes, you over leverage. And I feel like the reset button for these many of these accounts is like that safety net, you know, that people they're getting numb to almost. Because when it comes to a real account and your balance goes to margin, you get margin called, you can't trade. Right, until you go ahead and deposit more money. And so it's a fine double-edged sword, and like I personally don't like that reset button, you know.
Yeah.
I don't.
I
I
don't like my funded futures reset button. I had
don't.
difficulty with them. Top step prime. But no, I get what you're saying.
I don't like that. I mean, so just to give you an idea of like how to approach these challenges, you know, some questions we want to, or some thoughts we want to share with you is like, how do I pass, right? You have to set particular rules for you when it comes to it, you know, like knowing your tolerances, only you know, right? Your weaknesses, your strengths, and really stick to it, you know, like, okay, I'm gonna take these, this one, if you only can handle one challenge at a time, stick to it. If you can do multiple, it's, you know, people have the capacity to do multiple challenges at one time, handle many accounts. So then do it, you know. But really, it's okay. It'll go. Don't worry about looking over at your neighbor, you know. The other thing, the second thing we want to share is like, okay, once I get funded, how do I maintain it? Okay. You can have a great week that'll get you funded, but after that, when the market just goes turns around or goes choppy and whatnot, and you just start having losses after losses, like you gotta be able to lean on your edge. You know, is your edge profitable during this time or is it not? Right? And that's kind of how you want to approach it. And because risk management is the thing to keep you alive, my friend. You want to share the other tips?
So, I'm thinking like, after you get all this, the next question we have is like, how can I achieve my first payout? And that goes back to like the way you approach that the challenge itself, right? You need to pass that first phase. Usually, there's two phases. You have to get past the first phase. The second phase is when you get your real account. A lot of firms are getting away with a 3 to 4 phase thing anyway. They're going down even to immediate funding. But again, the thing is with all of this is if your edge works, you know it works by now, how do you approach funding firms specifically? And that could be again, are you going to up your risk or are you going to lower your risk in order to get that first payout? So like the question secondary to that of how can I achieve my first payout is how do I adjust my edge to the prop firm itself to get that payout. And all prop firms are funding firms, excuse me, they're different rule sets. Some are 3% drawdowns, some are 2%, some are 4%. Some only allow 3 contracts to trade in with futures, some only allow 5, some only allow 1. So it depends on the firm itself. And do you need to adjust your edge accordingly? And by adjusting, I'm not saying change your strategy. I'm saying specifically adjusting risk management. And Glenn just mentioned, you could having an edge will get you funded, but risk management will keep you funded for decades and years,
Yeah.
forever. So there you go. And then, when you are funded, I think you start to get that confidence. You're like, okay, when do I start another challenge? Do I start another challenge? And I would say yes. Like what we just mentioned, leverage these prop firms. Leverage them to the most you can, because one, we don't even know if these firms are going to be around forever. We don't know that. SEC could just drop the ball tomorrow and be like, no prop firms or funding firms again, because these guys aren't licensed in the traditional sense of SMB capital. They're actual proprietary firms. These firms are called the ones that we're trying to get challenges with. They're called funding firms, or and it's all simulated. If you didn't know, all these challenges, they're all simulated accounts. Yes, you can achieve live accounts with these firms, but again, it's a very long process. You got to keep showing up and maintaining that consistent edge. So anyway, do you start another challenge? I would say yes, like absolutely. And then once you have multiple, like, do I set trade copiers up? My Fund and Futures, if you didn't know, they just set out this week that they've implemented a trade copier. So that's another thing that's just going to help you grow your own personal capital and your own business. And that leads to the next question is like, what's next after I get multiple capital, multiple accounts? How do I set this up professionally? And that's a tax. Do I turn my trading into businesses? How do I pay myself? We can't give you the answers right over this, but it's just things to think about, things to start asking yourself. And that's where you want to be thinking. You want to be like, okay, I know I'm going to pass my accounts. I know I'm going to get funded. I know I'm going to have allocated all this money. You want to start thinking business, right? Like that's exactly what so many traders, we even have podcasts for it, like at Edge Up. We talk about treat trading like a business, and that is also scaling up your business. So yeah, maximize the proper industry and get as much funding as possible. That's my final part about that.
I mean, there's people who say, if you can pass once, you can pass again, but
Yeah. How do you pass? I guess that's another question. It's like, how do you pass though, right?
I
Because
mean,
what if
but
you gamble and you pass once?
that's what I'm saying. So like people use kind of use that term and think skew it, be like, okay, like this is my 20th account that I'm gonna go for, even after losing 15 of them, I passed it once or five times out of the 20, I could do it again, right? But it could really, really tax you mentally, and cause you to not perform and stay disciplined. We want you to get funded. We want you to stay funded. We want you to get paid, and just repeat. Ultimately, you wanna. If you're already been in these challenges, you like take a time to reflect, like how many accounts have you blown? How what is the thing? If there's common mistakes you always make, what is it? What can you improve on? Do you need to take it slow instead of trying going for five accounts at a time? Maybe start focus on the one. Make that one good trade, It's those things to like if you're listening to this, like maybe this is a sign, you need to just take a moment, just reflect on what you've been doing. It's so easy to get tunnel vision, right? But going off of that, you got the traditional funding trading companies. Now we've been seeing, I think one or two straight to funding companies that been popping up. One of them I personally have been looking into, but I've haven't signed up yet because they don't provide a platform that I like to use. So here I'm in their Discord channel. It's called Fast Track Trading if you want to check them out. But they did mention they are working with what do you call? I have a brain. What is TradingView and TraderVate? TradoVate
Oh, okay, cool.
or Ninja? Sorry, one or the other. TradingView and Ninja, I think.
Somebody's name is Diddy in there. That's hilarious, bro.
So yeah, I mean, this fairly new company came out, and they're coming out swinging. You can do 20 accounts straight to funding, no evaluations. But they have been paying out very quickly, or I don't know about very quickly, but like just looking at the activity on their Discord, I've been seeing good feedback. Yes, there is some hiccups that they have with their platforms or their what do you call their customer service and whatnot, but people are getting paid out. This is just another opportunity to exploit or leverage until you can't, you know. So you feel free to check them out. We're not even affiliated with them, we're shouting them out. So that's just one of the straight to funding companies that's out there that we've been seeing. I think maybe some may follow. Maybe I don't know if the existing firms will follow suit and go straight to funding. We'll see.
Glenn, how many accounts do you think you've blown?
I think I've blown no more than like maybe no more than 15, I think, total.
Okay. That's not bad, bro. I mean, futures specifically, I'm at least at four right now, minimum four.
Minimum
But
to less than 20 for me.
less than 20? Okay. Less than 20 for you. I gotta say, because then we're talking about a few forex as well, and that's another five. So I'm probably at 10, you know? So probably around 10-ish. Everyone
I
blows
don't like
accounts.
blowing them, dude. I just like I take it personally for me.
Oh man, maybe that's a good thing to dive into, right? It's like, oh man, if I'm taking it personally, maybe I gotta dive into myself.
It's more so setting a standard for myself, you know.
Okay.
That's where it comes in.
But at not all times can our strategy or edge work in congruent. I think that I want to add to this is I think that's why it's good to have one multiple different prop firm company or funding firm companies also having different accounts because let's say you are locked out of one account, you could just transfer and continue trading for the day or session with the other account. Or if you blow one account, you know, you just move over and have the other one. But
But
just
does that feed over trading or what?
well, yeah, so I was gonna add to that is for the four accounts that I've lost with futures this month alone, I took lessons and you know one I we shared it in the beginning or in our previous podcast is that one was over trading and I'm learning that through just journaling and seeing where my accounts went right and wrong. And I think that's just one thing to do is make sure you guys are taking lessons away. If you find yourself doing the same thing over and over, as far as like I'm blowing my account because of this oversizing or over trading, you know, that those are things to take note of so you're not having to blow hundreds of accounts or 50
I mean, definitely
accounts.
what would help is to get yourself a coach, get yourself a mentor, for those,
Definitely.
and they'll see what you don't may not see, you know. But yeah, bringing it back to leveraging these firms, the goal, if you want to travel down this route, is to, you know, the whole idea of trading other people's money, OPM, other people's money. You can go ahead, like with these firms, they're preparing you to look at these bigger accounts and start trading these bigger sizes. You could even produce your own track record and even pursue to acquire your own funding, you know, and trade your own. That way you don't have to rely on these funding firms, and you can set your own rules. You'll have your own drawdowns and all that, and really just grow your capital that way, you know. So that's one way to kind of go beyond just passing an evaluation account.
Like it prepares you, yeah, for having trading bigger capital. And if you, I think I'll share a story. Is like, when you're trading 50,000, that's one mindset. It's like, oh, okay, 50,000, it's bigger than what most people have. And then you jump to 175 or 200,000. That's a diff. It's same process, same principles, just a bigger, not big, adding zeros. And it does take a moment to acclimate to that. So when I was doing the futures firms and I got the first 50K, I was like, whoa, I lost $200. That was like the size, that was like 20% on my previous account. I mean, I wasn't trading big, a personal account, but when you switch to that, you're like, whoa, it's 200, but you didn't even hit 1% loss. So like, you're okay. And so I think that's the acclimation aspect. Like, okay, it's gonna be fine as long as you stick to your principles, your edge, your rules, and the percentage wise, it's gonna be okay. It's easy acclimation to it.
The other thing to keep in mind though, say you do have a 50K account of buying power, look, really
Yeah, buying power.
put a microscope under the max loss limit. In some cases it'll be 2,500 or 4,000. And like the way I view it is I really just look at that rather than buying power of 50K.
Yeah, because essentially that's what you're paying for. You're paying, what are $80 for $3,000. Really, that's how it looks like, the drawdown wise aspect of it.
Yep, the drawdown. And then that's kind of I based my approach off of managing my max loss limit. You accommodate your size, you accommodate your stop losses, and to account for that, because you're going to have losing streaks and you want to kind of be prepared for worst case scenario if you just have that slump or your system is just struggling during
What
the
would you do in that scenario if you're
well,
like finding yourself coming across losing streaks?
I think my goal would switch to, like, I've done enough, I'm confident enough in my system where I know all I got to do is just survive this losing streak and I'll be able to continue. I'll be able to play the probability in the long run and get myself back out of the drawdown, with taking that trade. But you gotta be confident in your system. You gotta be comfortable with taking those losing streaks. But you also have to have the discipline that when you do have an entry for a proper trade, you take it. You take it, you take it,
I was thinking like more like you definitely adjust size. You adjust your wrist size accordingly. Yeah. But you're not afraid to put when the market or the ed market is presenting your edge, you're also not one to back down and be like, oh, I'm gonna keep my risk low. You're like, nah, this is my moment, boom.
This
And
is it.
I think it really shows your confidence as a trader there.
And if after you've been if you're listening up to this point of this episode and you're not a fan of leveraging these funded accounts, trade your own money, your own capital. You don't have any drawdown rules, you don't have any holding and this and that. I mean, yes, you have to abide by what the your brokers and the exchanges, the rules there, but you don't have to worry about blowing your well, you do have to worry about your blowing your account if it goes to zero.
Yep.
But yeah, you don't have that extra, those roadblocks or those things, the boundaries,
Yeah,
trading with
like limitations, I feel like. Like if
limitations.
I mean that's why we want to do funding firms. The whole goal, guys, don't believe in prop firms forever. The goal is to get as much, again, it's leveraging these firms for you to get and save as much money, put it in your own trading capital, not to go buy jewelry, buy gold, buy a car. It's not to flex. You don't want to trade these firms just to flex. You want to, I mean, not just, you don't even want to do that. Just keep it down low. You want to get the capital from these firms and funnel it into your trading account. And then you have financial freedom. You have rules that you could trade on your own.
Yeah, 100%. If you are able to get some nice payouts from it, then go for it, you know. The prop firms are not, you know, all make or break if you're a trader. You're trading, you know, we want to kind of end with this last quote. Your trading does not define you. But it does.
In prop
But
firms, it does.
it does.
It does. Because, and I'm like, I want to like be real here. It's like for me, right? Like I'm for losing accounts back to back to back in a single month. My trading was defined. I was over trading. I was over leveraging. That defined my trading's errors in it during this month. And once you know what is defined there, as far as like, okay, what needs to change? I think once we acknowledge it, then you can actually begin that positive change. So in the light, I'm not also beating my, I'm not saying like, oh, I'm a failure, I'm a loser, I'm this, I'm that. It's, yeah, I get frustrated, absolutely, but I'm not beating myself up for a long time. I'm on to the next, you know? So, and to a degree, it does define you, and not who you are, but maybe it defines your trade,
It
right?
does.
Maybe
It
your
does.
actions. It defines
It's
your
your
action.
actions. Exactly. It's your actions and the way you handle it. And you know, if you do like we mentioned, everyone will lose accounts. It's just a matter of how you'll bounce back from it, you know. Just to mention, we do have with these funding firms, we do have leverage a few tools that do help with the whole process. Just to name a few. TrendSpider, Edgeful, TradingView, TradeZilla, Forex Factory, the calendar specifically, Google Sheets, Excel, and books, you know. And if you're curious on learning more about the different tools that we use, reach out to us via email, hit us up on Discord, and yeah, we'll go from there. Or just sign up for our Net Alpha. We'll give you the lowdown. We do a lot of breakdowns there. We do a lot of just really in-depth videos there. So you can go check that out there. But thank you guys for listening to our podcast, Net Alpha. Hopefully this was of value. Share it with someone that you know with.
You said thanks for listening to our podcast,
Edge up, my friend.
It's all good, bro.
Whether you're looking to improve your trading mindset and growth, we'll provide you with the tools, tips, and inspiration you need to make your next breakthrough. So tune in and let's edge up together.